SS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. The Democratic ticket is set and heading out on the campaign trail in the race for the White House.
And in 91 days, the nation will know Coach Waltz by another name, Vice President of the United States.
Vice President Harris joined by her newly named running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, in their first joint appearance last night in Philadelphia. Meantime, Trump's running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, is already attacking Walz as a radical liberal. Southern California calming down after a magnitude 5.2 earthquake last night, followed by some two dozen aftershocks, but no reports of any major damage or injuries. And on the East Coast, Tropical Storm Debbie mixed with a round of summer storms, dropping heavy rain and flooding that forecasters say could linger for days. This is ABC News. A hearing Tuesday revealing new details about the Alaska Airlines flight that lost a door panel mid-flight earlier this year.
Crew members revealing they thought passengers had been sucked out. The captain not even aware there was a hole in the plane until after landing. Transcript from Boeing employees questioned by investigators paint a hectic and disorganized picture of Boeing and its supplier, Spirit AeroSystems, describing planes on the factory floor with defects. Boeing says it made changes to boost safety, including a new design for the part that blew out on that Alaska Airlines flight.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. A federal appeals court has upheld Maryland's decade-old ban on assault-style weapons. In a majority decision, the appeals court rejected the argument of gun rights groups that the 2013 law violates the Second Amendment. Maryland passed the measure after the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Connecticut. It bans AR-15-type rifles and weapons and limits gun magazines. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and AgriFab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Communities around Wisconsin are getting money to reach out to people who need lead pipes removed. $900 million in loan money comes from the bipartisan infrastructure law. Communities can start applying at the end of the month. More than 37,000 lead service lines have been replaced or shut off in Wisconsin since 2018. Expect to hear more about reproductive rights from Vice President Kamala Harris as she campaigns for president. Marquette poll director Charles Franklin says it's the number one issue for Democratic voters.
But independents rank it quite a ways down. And so I think it's possible that she may emphasize that issue more than Biden was doing. Whether that brings any independents over is an open question.
Franklin speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Harris and Republican running mate J.D. Vance will both campaign in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Brewers take a stand in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers, after a poor performance over the weekend in Washington, dominated the Braves in Atlanta. A final score 10-0, led by Willie Adames, who had not one but two home runs to get things started on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
And a fly ball to center again. Sends Kelnick back, and And Adames again leaves the yard. A pair of two-run homers for Willie Adames.
Colin Ray pitching 7 scoreless innings. NFL training camp, the Packers' Matt LaFleur has decided to play his starters when they head to Cleveland to face the Browns. The kickoff is Saturday afternoon at 3:25. The Wisconsin Badgers camp continues in Platteville, Wisconsin, where defensive coordinator Mike Tressel admits they need more depth on the Badgers' defensive line.
You know, I don't think it's any shock to be fresh every single snap. There's nothing else like it in sports where 700 pounds are just lining up to hit you in the mouth every single play, and if you even relax, you look foolish.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We will get into the upper 70s to around 80 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, a sprinkle or two possible. Otherwise, partly cloudy, low of 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Discover Wisconsin host and Survivor, Andrea Belke. And from the hit Madison stage show, Paul Blart 3, Nathan Talaga.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Wednesday morning.
It is. It's this, the rest of the week. It's all good. It's all good. We're going to enjoy that. And you've got Friday. I don't know who your co-host is on Friday, but I'm going to a wedding, and a lot of these weddings are outdoors. This is going to be a great weekend for the wedding.
God bless them, man.
I know. I know. We're excited.
You put in
it.
All that time, that effort, right? The money, the whatever, whatever, and you want it to be the greatest day of your life or whatever, right? and then you get crappy weather.
And the rain, the plan B is never even close to the outdoor wedding with all the tables and the music. They move it in or they get a tent, you know, but it's going to be a great weekend, so I'm excited about that. But speaking of, you do weddings down there, don't you?
We do weddings.
Okay, hey, well, we got a special guest here, Elizabeth Jolly Haslett. Many of us have been to Heritage Hill, and of course they have, 27 different buildings there, historic, and you keep adding, and it's just a great place. But you do all these, and
are you going to rent out the bunkhouse during the draft?
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a great idea? Todd would be there.
Yeah. But Elizabeth, we should talk about that, because these encampments that you have, you know, the Civil War, you're going to talk about what's coming up there.
Yeah.
But you do have kind of sleepovers.
Yeah, well, so the encampment people, the people that come, we have living history groups from around the area that come and use Heritage Hill for their encampments. They do stay overnight, actually.
Oh,
we're not open to
cool.
the public. We don't camp at Heritage Hill for the public, but maybe for the draft.
John and I would like to do an encampment on the history of the NFL.
Actually, you know where I'd love to stay?
We charge $200.
You know what I'd love to say? One good thing about the Fox River Trail is you go behind, if you go far enough, I mean, this is how far I walked that day. You know, past
you got lost.
Heritage Hill. And but they've got those buildings on the other side of the street.
Yeah.
That I don't know if people are those open to the those from the back side when you're in the Fox River Trail. Wow, are they cool?
That's our fur trade area, and yeah, that's definitely always open.
Oh,
We are looking at doing something off of the Fox River Trail a couple days, a couple Sundays, probably September, October, where people can come off the Fox River Trail. We'll open that gate down there, and you might be able to bike through the park, possibly, which we don't normally allow.
I would love that.
I would
love that. But from the backside, is that building ever cool, huh?
Yeah, the fur trade is really, immersive. And that actually is the actual site of the first courthouse in Wisconsin. So all the buildings at Heritage Hill were moved to Heritage Hill, but that land is historic.
Okay.
Wow, that's
could I
cool.
metal detect there?
Yeah, maybe.
Please.
I'm not. Yeah. Wait
she's
a moment.
But Elizabeth is
I got excited, and Nick Backhouse will be the one. Yeah.
All right. But But what is your role there? I know you're very active there.
I'm the director of development. Okay. So fundraising and right. talking about Here to Chill and sharing Here to Chill.
All right. But you do not have authority to allow John but you can look. Maybe. You know who does.
But would you ask at least? Would you please ask?
I could ask. Yes. Okay. All right. Absolutely. All right.
So Heritage Hill. Tell me what's coming up here.
Yeah, so August 17th and 18th, we have a Civil War encampment. So a group will be reenacting or enacting the 1st Wisconsin Regiment, I believe it is.
Old Abe. That's the name of it. That was the name of the regiment. And they had the big eagle that's, I think, in the state capitol.
I'll have to go and learn this.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Yeah. So they'll be doing drills and marching and talking about kind of how they lived and what they did during the Civil War and how Wisconsin was a part of the Civil War.
I'll tell you what, Wisconsin played an unbelievable part in the Civil War.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, yes. Absolutely. I actually have a friend that wrote a musical about her great-great-grandfather's involvement. He was an immigrant, and then he came and signed up for the Civil War, and then he was actually a prisoner of war in Andersonville.
Oh my God. Yeah. Andersonville was, do you know the story about Andersonville?
I do not. Yeah.
It was horrific. Yeah, they had like 40,000 prisoners or something just in this, like, with no food.
Yeah.
There's a little creek running through that was about 1,000,000% polluted.
Yeah.
Everybody got dysentery, typhus. So many people died from the north in Andersonville. It's unbelievable, isn't it, though?
Yeah, yeah. It's just, like, crazy that this happened on U.S. soil, and, yeah, the conditions were...
Do you want to know, though? Okay, so can I give a little history?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're about.
Okay.
That is.
So Michigan, one of their regiments, got so decimated in some of the battles, okay? Mm-hmm. Antietam was one of them, and Wisconsin came in, and they kind of combined because they lost so many troops. They pretty much put Wisconsin and Michigan troops together.
Mm-hmm.
They got along so good, and they fought so well together, it was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the war, they formed a fraternity where they had reunions all the time and kept this all to go.
That's cool.
And one of the people that kind of saw this and oversaw it was Douglas MacArthur's dad. So for World War I, when they started forming different units, they said, hey, let's take that Wisconsin unit, let's take the Michigan unit. They get along so good, and they fought so well together and formed them together.
Yeah.
And that was the first basis of the 32nd Division, the Red Arrow Division, which is still down on Military Avenue right now. And that's where it began.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It's a little history.
Tying history to today.
Here.
That's what
I got to tell you, though, the last, Jim, we've talked about this before. The last time I hosted an event, or not the last time, but one of the times, was the reenactment, and it was like 100 degrees.
Yeah.
And some guy passed out.
Yeah.
And remember this? But the guy was fine. But the part that was amazing is these guys that have been shot laid there the entire time when the ambulance was there and everything in those thick wool uniforms.
They are committed.
They didn't move a muscle. Yeah, that was incredible.
Break character. That's cool.
Are committed to their parts. Yes.
So tell me this reenactment, Civil War that you're doing on the 17th, who can come to it and how? Just tell me about the event. I mean, I don't know that everybody's been out there for
this type of thing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just general admission. You just pay at the door the day of. And anyone and everyone is welcome. We often get a lot of dads, which is great. Dads with kids.
And these reenactors, they take it serious to the point of every bit of their equipment.
Yes.
It's like legit, right?
Really historically accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they make their own clothing. They construct their own weapons and whatever. It's totally what it would have been.
I mean, nobody shows up with something that's like wrong era type thing.
No.
I mean, it's like,
in like a Nike tennis shoe. No, their uniform.
And I think that's really cool how they take so much pride in their role, as small as it is. They really lean into that. Tell me, is there a number of shows throughout the day, or if someone wants to go, that's a Saturday, right?
Yeah, it's Saturday and Sunday, and it's just ongoing all day. Everything is ongoing. They'll be doing some drills, probably usually like 10, 11, you know, on the hour-ish, but you can come at any time and you'll see something.
And you talk to them and they're in first person, what they're doing right there.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of go in and out, so
they,
you know, will talk to you. They won't be, like, alarmed that you have a cell phone or anything.
They cook and everything there, though, too,
they
right?
Do.
Over open fires, which is kind of cool.
Yep, yeah, they have their tents up and everything.
Yeah, it's neat. I really enjoy that.
It's immersive.
I can see a father-daughter, just going out there. I mean, that's different, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we have great park systems here, but, I mean, yeah, that... And what else do you have? You have another one coming up?
Yeah, and then at the end of the month, August 31st, September 1st, we have a French and Indian War encampment.
Oh, cool.
So down in the fur trade area, the area you love, will be a different group. They're called Redcoats in Green Bay, and they do a lot of encampments at Heritage Hill. And they'll be talking about the French and Indian War and kind of Wisconsin's involvement in that, which we absolutely were. Interestingly, because we've been around since 1634, right. I think, Gene Nicolay.
And that actually led to a lot of people coming to Wisconsin who fought the war and everything. It's like, hey, this is a pretty cool place.
Yeah.
the fur traders, they were good negotiators.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
I don't
negotiate. All he wants to do
and
is
I'm
negotiate.
They would have kept coming back if we weren't good negotiators. Yeah. So
hey, Pierre, look at that. He wants a shilling. No, half drunk.
Right? Get him on there. That sounds good.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Hey, Todd, talk about that text you just got there.
So somebody just texted in, Elizabeth, and asked if you know the name of that musical you were talking about, because this gentleman's relative was the last survivor to leave.
Whoa.
And he actually has the jacket that was given to him from this individual.
Wow, that's really awesome. It's called Lincoln and Liberty 2. It's part of Play by Play Theater. Mary Ellinger from Play by Play Theater wrote it.
See how that just rolled off her? She used to be an actress.
Yeah. Were you?
I did. My background is actually theater. Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding. Yeah, so is mine.
Yeah.
There you go. I was actor of the year at Wasabi State Junior College.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I got this certificate. I've got it right upstairs. Right. I can run up and show you.
I would love to see
it. Okay. Yeah, 9 kids in his graduating class.
Where were you?
That was great.
What were some of the things you were in?
I was in, I've done a lot with Abrams Community Theater. So I played Miss Hannigan. That was a favorite role.
Yeah, I can kind of.
Torturing children.
Right. Right.
What was that? What play is that?
Annie.
Annie.
Oh.
Annie. Yeah.
Miss Hannigan?
The evil one in Annie.
I never saw Annie.
Oh, man.
It's okay. He's the guy. He teases
me
about.
And you say you're an actor. Never seen Annie.
Annie, come on. No. I'm crazy. You know, he's got some.
Was that with Carol Burnett?
Yes.
Okay, I saw some of that. Okay. Yeah, she was great in that. Yeah.
He's got a daughter who should be in
granddaughter.
Theater. A granddaughter, I'm sorry, who should be in theater.
Oh, yeah. Because
when all those kids are on the beds, you know, it's a hard knock life.
Oh, she'd be perfect.
She'd be perfect.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so you were Miss Hannigan.
I was Miss Hannigan. I played Kathy Seldon in Singing in the Rain.
Wow.
So the title, the character.
That's Fred Astaire, wasn't it?
Gene Kelly.
Gene Kelly.
Gene Kelly.
Okay. Close enough.
Close enough, yeah.
People be like, yeah, similar. Whatever, same guy.
similar. What else have I been? I played, one of my favorites was the very angry nun in Sound of Music, the one that hates Maria, Sister Berta.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, a small role, but.
I have seen that a lot.
Look at his face.
Hey, Todd, I'm just going to go get another cup of coffee for the next 5 minutes.
We could talk about that. Did you try out for the mother? Did you try out for other parts and they gave you that?
No, I don't remember, but I wanted a smaller role in that one, just time. And,
all right.
Okay. I'm going to ask a question about Sound of Music.
Okay.
Go ahead. I love this. What is it?
Is she the one that took out the distributor cap from the Nazi car?
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right.
You did see that. That's
yeah.
Hey, but I know we have to talk about Heritage Hill and your encampments, but you went out to New York and gave it a college try?
I did. Well, I studied acting at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts.
So did I.
Yeah. I believe it. You have a certificate for that as well.
The Wasabi Junior College for
I get
it was a satellite.
I got a picture of this, and you were both on the radio today in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Who even could think of it?
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
You want to know what my favorite role was?
Yes.
George in Of Mice and Men.
Oh, that's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great one.
You know,
so just bring back memories?
Yeah. I sang the little girl song. It was very creepy.
Did you play all creepy people?
No. I play a lot of, I play a lot of like angry or intoxicated.
Were you in the Christmas, story?
I was not. No, I've never. I don't think I've ever.
Are there any women in the Christmas story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
There is a teacher. I think there's an. The wife. And,
anyway, I could see.
Oh, I'm thinking of the one with the ghost.
The ghost.
Yeah. The Cratchit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, we got to set a quick
Christmas
break.
Carol.
Back up.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Don't it feel like the wind is always howling? Don't it seem like there's never any light? Once a day, don't you want to throw the towel?
Hey, welcome back. Mind Northern Mariner on Wednesday morning.
We're doing this in honor of Elizabeth. Yeah. This is great. She who played Miss Hannigan in...
Was that Carol Burnett?
That was Carol Burnett.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
Todd.
I was just gonna say I've never known somebody whose smile lights up a room whenever we talk musicals Jim Schmidt.
Yeah. Aww.
Well, I wasn't in a lot of them, but I was in some. But yeah. My kids were in them, so I would.
He
go
played Tiny Tim in A Christmas Story.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I can see that.
And I was in The Music Man. I was in the Barbershop Quartet. At Capitol Theater in Manitowoc.
Oh yeah, of course.
Give us the Tiny Tim line, would you?
Yeah.
Real quick.
No, you know what happened when I was in Tiny Tim?
Come on.
I just want to tell you, the guy set me down.
You were so tiny. What?
And he was on his shoulders, and the guy set me down.
You were too tiny.
And my crutch
looks like Elf on the Shelf.
And I got a black eye.
Oh no!
Because he set me down, the crutch hit me in the eye.
Oh no!
Ask my mom; she's listening. Yeah.
Give it the classic line. Acting. Give it the line that brings
tears. What, the God blesses everyone?
Yeah.
The God blesses everyone.
That was it.
No. That
worst
was not in character.
I don't. Ever.
No.
Everyone. I know the timing on it. Yeah.
Space, but bless everyone.
God blesses everyone. Okay.
That's a different take on Tiny Tim.
Yeah.
Yes. That was a long.
You know they do that with Shakespeare.
Oh yeah.
Different takes.
Right. That's different takes. That's just bringing it a little bit. Yeah, modernized. Right. That's what it was. People whine more.
I was actually in a Shakespearean play.
Oh, my gosh.
But I didn't have I didn't have a speaking role.
Oh.
Yeah. It was Twelfth Night.
Okay.
This was actually at Arizona State. And they did it in a like a Roaring Twenties kind of
interesting
theme.
Yeah.
And I played like a gangster that just stood in the background with a Tommy gun and type thing.
Just being Shakespearean.
What?
That's great. All right. So...
better than... God bless everyone. Merry Christmas, everybody. I gotta go.
All right. So Heritage Hill, you do a lot of school trips. A lot of schools go there.
That's our big thing. Absolutely.
It is. But... tell me about the other opportunities people have, because I think if you haven't been in a while, you do rent that out for some pretty cool events, weddings. I know I've been to a couple weddings now.
Yeah, we absolutely do weddings any year round. So the church is heated. It's not air conditioned, sadly, but the church is heated. So we do weddings year round there and then receptions as well. We have a smaller ish venue, 150 for receptions, but beautiful, beautiful pictures.
You know, it was a really successful event you guys had that I was part of, I was an MC for, was when you had Nellie Olson from Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, that was fun.
Wow, was that popular?
That was fun.
Yes, the Little House on the Prairie days. We are looking at that. We kind of cut that for a bit, and we're looking at maybe doing
her again?
Some of that. I don't know if we get the people back. They're very expensive. But
she was a little different, too.
But, she was interesting. Yeah. She was a
interesting
character.
Yeah.
You meet her, you get a picture. She's a little weird.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she was a little standoffish or something.
Yeah.
I took my mother-in-law, and who really wanted to go.
Yes.
And just, she was very nice. Like, for the pictures and the photos. Yeah. So, but I think some people and other people, maybe not so much. I don't know.
Let me tell you what, though. I'll tell you what. You talk about getting harassed sometimes at things.
Yeah.
I got so harassed by a dozen little girls in Little House in the Prairie bonnets and everything, because they had their contest for whatever.
Whoever looked like.
Oh. And the girls that didn't win, because I was up there doing the thing. That
never. Oh, no.
Excuse me, sir. Yeah. Can you, you know how hard my mom worked on this?
Oh, no.
This bonnet, it was my grandmother's. And it's like, okay, I didn't. Whoa. I'm not even lying about this. Yeah. Never, it was. Yeah. I got harassed by 8-year-old girls that you can't believe.
No, never introduced.
So you
the
can
judges.
Identify with Miss Hannigan as well.
Yes, that's right. We'd like to.
God.
All right. But what some things you do there in the winter? I don't think I've ever been there.
Yeah, we do. We're actually open every second Saturday from November to April with interpreters, the historic costume people, and select buildings. So we do that once a month in the winter. And we also have a lot of lecture series and that sort of thing as well.
I don't know why this sounds weird, but you know what I'd like to do? I've always had this kind of weird fantasy. Like one of the buildings.
Oh, boy.
Hey, careful. kind of high on the hill.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Cotton House? The big one? The white one?
It's got the upstairs? Whatever one's got the upstairs.
Yeah,
it's
Cotton House.
Okay, where you can see. The view is phenomenal.
It's amazing.
I would love to sit there at like sundown and have a cocktail.
Yeah. We do have a Sunset Sips thing, actually.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. Coming up on August 13th, I believe.
That is such a gorgeous view.
You can sit on the porch and
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
Sunset Sips?
Sunset Sips, yeah. It's just, it's free admission. And then there's a bar with a local winery. I think it's Parallel 44
They're
this
great.
Time. And then you just can walk the grounds. You can go up to the Cotton House and sit on the porch.
Love
and
it.
Imagine life.
My favorite place there is the, when you have the hands-on thing, the blacksmith.
Yes,
I mean, that's pretty cool how they take just this piece of iron and turn it into,
whatever.
A fork or whatever they want to turn it into.
We have some blacksmith workshops coming up this winter, actually.
Really?
So you get to blacksmith.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I would love
so
that.
So how many... Let's get back to the economics. How many people, when we do the NFL draft and have a sleepover, how many people can sleep there? Because you got the hospital.
Oh, man. In the buildings?
What you're talking about tents? Is
I
that
think,
what?
I think you guys could make
a lot of money.
Yeah.
It would be incredible.
People are coming for an experience, right?
Yeah.
And if you could say, look, where'd you stay in the Green Bay? Heritage Hill. What? Yeah, I stayed in the hospital at Heritage Hill.
From 1827.
That's right?
Yeah. Hospital,
Or the fur traders.
Or the fur trade cabin. Place.
And then they can, in the morning, when you cook them breakfast, you could do a little education on the history of sports or something or the NFL. I mean, if I was looking and I was
like
a dad and I was going.
I think that'd be a huge fundraiser.
It could be. And I would probably do that just because it's like I'm going to Green Bay. I'm going to stay there.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
That might be something we need DNR approval on.
They're owned by the state.
Yeah. So our land is
Can
DNR.
I just say this? Approval is so overrated.
Oh, okay. Well,
it is so overrated.
That's one way to operate.
Just do it and then,
ask for forgiveness.
And you'll end up with your own radio show when you're 60 years old.
Yeah,
so.
I might,
But you should just look at that. Could be really, really fun.
That
and
would
if
be
you,
neat.
And we would really help promote that. But I think people are really coming to Green Bay for the NFL draft and, for an experience. I think everybody's going to go Lambo, unique things.
We absolutely,
And I hope you're going to capitalize on it. Because I think everyone should. And when I mean everyone, I'm talking about everyone. I think people should bartend, be an Uber driver, pick up some extra money, setting up, taking down. I just think, why not?
And capitalize. Not every community has a Heritage Hill.
It's
right.
True.
That I think, and you'll get the history guys to say, I don't care what it costs, I'm staying there. It's $500 for a hotel, the cheapest one, so you can get that a night.
Yeah.
That could be some serious cash for you.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea. We definitely, we're looking at our draft plans now, and we will be open that week. Normally we wouldn't be, but we will absolutely be open and doing our stuff.
But do it right, do it big.
Maybe,
I mean, we'll help you out for, what, 10%, Johnny?
For you, that's low.
Oh,
I know.
Wow.
I'm impressed. I love Elizabeth. She was an actress, and I like theater.
Musical.
She's musical, so.
After his story about the apple this morning, he's trying to make
It was an orange.
I heard that. Did you make any sense out of that story? It made no sense.
I like that you compared to the child catcher, though, and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Todd.
Wow. Anyway, all right. Well, we're going to keep in touch. And congratulations on what you're doing out there.
Again, just remind our listeners,
the enactment. Is that this weekend or next?
Yeah, it's 17th and 18th,
17th.
Civil War, and then French and Indian War is August 31st and September 1st.
Are you guys the ones doing the homemade canoes?
Jason.
I want to come out to that.
You got to see that.
When is that?
It's just ongoing. He's just doing it in the fur trade any day. So.
Todd, can you hook this up?
Right. Yeah.
And we've already talked about it. We're going to get Jason on.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Website?
Yep, heritagehillgb.org.
I love what you guys do.
I directed this.
Oh, okay.
I directed this, actually.
Okay, quick, we only have like 10 seconds. What part of all your plays you've ever seen do you think I'd play best?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, I could see you in The Music Man, the Harold Hill
in
The Music
God,
Man.
Oh, my God, totally.
Yeah, 100%.
I was just saying, or... You're awesome, Elizabeth. Heritage Hill. Thank you.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's crazy to think what our ancestors did to make ends meet during troubling times when there wasn't technology like phones or cars. These are stories that have been passed down through Wisconsin's farming families. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you on a Wednesday. Patrick Schley is one of this year's Centennial Farms. He's in Door County. He tells us the story of how his great-grandfather got to America to escape war and start a new life.
Wolfgang had left his parents and his homeland, and he came to America in 1875. He was 19 years old. He was sent here by his parents because there was the Persian War was going on then, and they didn't want him to fight there, so they put him on a boat to come here. And I guess from the story that Mom had said yesterday, the police were looking for him when he got on the boat, and there was a couple on that boat, and they pulled him toward him, and I think the mother or the woman hugged him up and said, well, this is my son. So the police left him alone, which I thought was kind of interesting.
We celebrated these Centennial and Sesquicentennial farm families yesterday at Wisconsin State Fair. Patrick Schley is one of this year's Centennial Farm awardees out of Door County. Stick around. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news next.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compeer Financial's Agri Mindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag. And you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compeer's next Agri Mindset webinar at compeer.com/register. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
For the hunters out there, the Wisconsin DNR has released its 2024 fall forecast series. They are detailing the hunting outlook for a variety of popular game species, including deer. At MidwestFarmReport.com, you can take a look at the animal you're interested in. In the deer hunting forecast, the DNR says there are new opportunities for hunters to secure venison for the freezer this year. More antlerless harvest authorizations are available than last year, and more late season opportunities in some counties. In other news, the National FFA organization has reached a record-breaking milestone of having more than 1 million FFA members. There are more than 25,000 FFA members in Wisconsin. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We will get into the upper 70s to around 80 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, a sprinkle or two possible. Otherwise, partly cloudy, low of 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Save big on your roofing project at Menards. Owens Corning Architectural Shingles offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with up to a 130 miles per hour wind and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 40 options designed to help protect your home for years to come. Save big on Owens Corning Shingles at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for... Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Man, she was a fun guest, wasn't she?
She had a lot going on out there.
A lot going on out there.
Here Chill's a cool place. And like I said, just like she said, you know, you come in there, they got that... SIP thing on Wednesdays. It's free.
Sit on the patio.
All these other encampments that they have. Yeah,
love it.
Go to the website. She's great.
Ben and Deanna Malko from Bay Area Realty are joining us. And first, we have to talk about something to give me an accolade. Just relax, Jim.
I didn't know this was on the list.
Yeah,
did you get the text? Number 11.
Deanna, it's every half hour. So
Okay.
Don't respond or he'll keep going.
Okay. You sometimes, I think, scoff and don't believe me with my workout thing.
A lot of times.
Ben?
I witnessed it.
Yeah.
You didn't even recognize me, did you?
No, I didn't. You were dripping wet. I even said to Deanna, I said, well, you know, our dog's name is Jasper. We were walking down the Fox River Trail and... we're just kind of lollygagging. I'm in flip-flops, and all of a sudden I see this guy coming at me just drenched in sweat. And he says hello, and I look up, and then I'm like, John?
No, I had to say, hey.
Yeah.
Remember?
You did. Grade,
hey.
You did.
And you keep walking, hey. And you turn, John.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize you.
Yeah.
Looked a little delirious.
Yeah, I think it was described to me as near death.
Near death. You know what, you guys? He just woke up from a really bad dream, a nightmare. Yeah.
So I've got a witness.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. By the way, I love that T-shirt you were wearing. Where did you get that?
Which one was it?
Bushwood.
The Bushwood. I got it online.
Amazon. Okay. From Caddyshack.
Yeah, Bushwood Country Club.
Yes. Loved it.
Yes.
Loved it.
Judge them.
Although, you know what? You're one of those guys that I don't laugh at. I'm not saying that. Okay.
Sure.
No, but
I've been laughed at.
Huge, big, muscular guy and this little dog.
He doesn't think he's little.
No, he doesn't. He's in charge of security.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. Yes. Well, and the funny thing is that you said to me, I said, John, I didn't even recognize you. You said, yeah, I got a haircut. It's really short.
Right. That was it. The fact that he was working out was that.
I actually had a guy down by, oh my God, I got to tell you this. So I went for a bike ride the other day.
Yeah.
And I still haven't bought a pass.
Oh, John.
Did you go on the trail?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're not going to let you off next time.
But here's the deal.
It's $20, isn't it?
I know. So here's the deal. Jeez. So I'm on my way back towards the thing, okay? And here comes the truck right on the trail. City Parks truck.
Ooh. It's County. Like,
whoa, they're checking again. And I was actually looking for an exit point to take it up to the bank to go on the road.
Going up some guy's backyard.
Should I turn around and try to outrun them?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good luck with that.
Honest to God, it's like, oh,
that's
no, I'm going to get busted again.
Yeah.
Yes. So anyway, Ask the Malcors, is having a pickleball court on your property a positive or a negative?
Well, it's so funny because I feel like this is from Jessica.
Yes, it probably is. It's a friend of ours.
Okay.
Yeah, who loves pickleball. Yeah. Gosh, that's a tough one. I've never been asked that. My gut would be it's like a pool. You know, it's going to limit potentially your buyers or on who are willing, because there's going to be upkeep there that you don't typically have in your backyard. But, you know, pickleball is becoming huge.
So popular.
It's taken over.
You may pigeonhole yourself into an age demographic when it comes to the purchase. I love pickleball too, but I'm just saying it speaks to a certain age range.
Do you guys play?
No, we want to learn.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I do, too.
I know. Yeah. I used to play tennis, so I feel like I could just make it smaller.
Me, too.
See, I used to play ping pong, so I
could. Yeah, so you just make it a little bigger. We'll meet in the middle.
I played that. It's not that. It's the opponent. If you guys are both at the same level, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think that's what's key about that. The good thing about, when you mentioned a pool, a pickleball can't be that expensive to put in.
If you put in the slab.
No, but you've got upkeep there.
Yeah.
You know, and so it does take.
I don't. I, I'd rather have a home close to a pickleball court.
Yeah, then have to take care of it. I think a lot of people feel like that about a pool. We'd rather be near a pool and not have it in our backyard.
I had a house one time at a lot stop and that I was the listing agent for, and it had a pool. And somebody would show it, and they'd call and say, hey, John, you might want to come out and check out the pool. There's two dead squirrels in there. Or whatever. It's like constantly running out there and shocking it with this, because one day it'd be somebody, hey, your pool is green. And it's like, oh. That's because nobody was living in the house. And it's like, oh, man.
Yeah, I had one like that, too, where we went out to the house. I was showing my buyers around. We go to the backyard, and there's a pool back there. And the water is just brown, and there's ducks swimming around.
Exactly.
Well, we had one, too, that there was nobody living there, and there was a chair in the pool floating.
Oh,
it's like,
God.
This is not healthy.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we were talking before you came here about interest rates, and not that that should be the driver, but there's a lot of talk of interest rates. I know the Fed, Matt, they didn't do anything with it, but there's
a little story on the news the other night.
Yeah. A little pressure to do something.
Right.
Yeah.
How's that affecting the market?
I'm going to just throw it to this guy.
Right. Oh, I'm that guy.
You're
I'm
that guy.
Yeah. I gotcha. No. I mean,
I'm just here for the fun.
That's where we love you.
Yeah. That's right. No, market's responding very well. I mean, the buyers are still out there. You know, the thing with Wisconsin is that we are a seasonal market. You know, the winter months are different, very different than the summer months. So we are starting to come into the home stretch. I mean, how close are we to fall? I think we're like 45 days away. So things are starting to taper down, but those interest rates aren't preventing anybody from going out. I mean, 6.3% still really good. We're seeing the same numbers that we did last year and the year before. So it's still going, still plugging along.
Well, one of the things we talk about, one of our huge sponsors is Pella Windows and Doors.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
And you've talked about how important that is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I found that list of the different things. Yeah. Can you guys, because as a realtor, I used to get that with people. We're thinking about before we sell to do such and such. And you never really wanted to give them too much advice, because if it backfires and it's like, we never recoup that money, then you're on the hook with that. So could you guys go over some of the things, the best return for your money in improving homes?
Yeah. Off this list?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, just so everybody knows, is this from TikTok?
I don't know. I don't know what TikTok is.
Okay. Or Reels. I bet you got Reels.
I don't know what that is either. Yeah. I just saw it and I thought, oh my God, this would be a cool thing to talk about.
Yeah. Well, I love their, like, the potential ROI.
Jim and I talk about this all the time and we don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
When we talk about this. Yeah. So we got actually something here now.
I think these are a lot of good things. I'd love to know how they came up with these numbers on your return on investment.
Okay. And you guys tell me if you disagree.
Okay. So, number one, paint. I think we've talked about that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, you can do a ton with just paint. Honestly, you can do a ton with just paint and changing out the lighting and the flooring.
Yeah.
I mean, those are
huge.
Well,
you know, paint, too, takes a house that looks dirty, makes it look clean. A house that's dark, brightens it up. And something that's dated with dated colors, it can make it look new and modern. So paint does a lot.
You know, I remember one time I was this real elderly house. Okay, one of these small little ones around the area.
Sure.
I haven't told the guy, you ever think of maybe put a coat of paint in the kitchen? He goes, no, my dad said just wash the walls.
Yeah.
It's like, I hadn't heard the term, wash the walls.
Yeah.
But do you remember, I remember back when I was a kid, when it got close to Christmas, we got people over, they washed the walls.
Yeah. We'd put a little TSP in the water, trisodium phosphate, and a sponge, and wash the walls.
Yes.
you learn karate at the same time.
And part of it, I think, was to get rid of the smoke. You know, the smoke stains.
Yes.
Because everybody smoked.
Oh, yes. Smoke and the oil for the
grease,
heat.
Yep.
You know?
At the shelter, we do that. The residents do that. And there's a guy that's like, you know, ever since being here, I wash my walls. His parents didn't. So
I mean, you don't realize how dirty they get.
Absolutely.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to do it that often, but I mean, it's just another thing.
Yeah. Hey,
that paint, and we're going to move on from the paint, but just something kind of neutral. I mean, you don't want to get too loud or else it's like,
You know what? You really, especially when you're moving, just create a blank canvas. You know, go white, go really light cream.
Right.
You know, if you're going to get into the grays, I'd stay really light. You know, gray was hot for a long time, but you're starting to see that kind of change. But, you know, create a blank slate so when somebody walks in there, they can envision their bright artwork popping off or their furniture, you know.
I I feel bad for people sometimes because I love the HGTV shows. Yeah. Okay. I love Chip and Joanna.
Oh, who doesn't?
You know, the other two people down in Mississippi. I think, Todd, is it Laurel, Mississippi? I think, because you used to live by there, right?
I think we lost Todd.
You remember, it's that real big guy. And the small, okay.
Yeah.
Love those shows. Mm-hmm. Okay. But the thing is, like, even with Chip and Joanna, I remember maybe 10 years ago now, it was the hottest thing going.
Yeah.
Shiplap.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, okay, no more Shiplap. Well, all these people, like, took what they said for gospel, and they put these things, and it's like, was that trendy now?
Yeah.
And is that, do you have to advise people sometimes, be careful of that?
Be careful. You know, Shiplap is expensive, especially if you're putting up, you know, the real stuff. You're still seeing it, though, but not on that level. You're seeing it more as a small accent, or I don't even know what those little wood beams are called. You're seeing those all the time, you know, that are kind of going in just to kind of accent a wall.
Okay.
But, you know, you still see it here and there, but how they used it, like,
that's what I mean.
You know, from one side to the next, no, you don't see that very much, too much. Well, but it's still nice looking.
And it never hurts to look for inspiration, too. I mean, go down to, local plug, go down to Boss's News Depot, peruse the home decorating
We had Lisa on the other day.
Yeah.
And she's going to be a regular on here. And I told her that I've traveled around the country and I had a lot of free time. And the Saturday mornings I'd go to, no one can compare for an old fashioned magazine shop Boss's.
Yeah.
And I would walk out of there with like four of those magazines.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love those things. And they've got the greatest selection you'll ever find.
They do. Yeah. They do. They're... And that smell of tobacco.
Oh, right? God. We talked about
takes
that.
You back. Takes
if you,
you
could
back.
Somehow, like, can that smell in a candle or something? Just love that place.
Yeah,
for sure.
There probably is one.
Yeah, I think I've seen it at TJ
Maxx.
Yeah, actually, I have too. Yeah. It's campfire smoke.
Yeah,
I know candles. I know that.
Yeah. All right, the next one is walk-in shower.
Walk-in shower.
And that's a good one. You know, I think, you know, especially in the master, a walk-in shower is nice. You know, you're starting to see, you don't see many tub shower combinations in, you know, unless it's kind of your main bath that maybe the kids are using. Walk-in shower in your master is huge. You know, if you only have one thing, have that.
I would think that would be a huge return on the investment,
Yeah, it would.
Make it big enough, though.
Yeah, make it big.
What are you saying?
Well, you don't want just that stuff in shower.
Hey, sicko, what are you saying? Yeah. Wow.
Is the shower making me look fat?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And tubs.
You know, the mirrors.
Yeah.
I almost took a picture of myself in the mirror the other day.
Oh.
Well, it was when I was showing you the picture.
Don't run for office.
I suffered a serious burn the other day. Did you hear about that?
No.
With a steamer, a clothes steamer.
Ooh. Oh, yes, I did hear about that. You were steaming
you
your clothes.
See it?
No, I don't. Okay.
With this clothes on. Are you listening?
Yeah.
It's like, all right. Doesn't part of you say good for you? You know, I mean, you just. Clothes on. Do you iron with your clothes on? Anybody?
I have. Yeah. I have. We had somebody on here that said they did. Remember, Todd? Somebody said they were ironing with their clothes on, and they got burnt.
I don't think
they're no
longer with us. All right,
never mind.
I don't know that you're going to get anyone on board.
No. All right. What else do you recommend for ROI?
You know what? On here, number three is solar panel install. I don't know.
Not sure about that one.
I think over time you're going to get your money back on that. I think it depends on what
Pretty big investment to begin with, isn't it?
I wouldn't do that to sell your house.
Okay.
I would do that if you plan on building or you plan on staying there for 30 years. You're going to, you know, maybe save some money and, you know, of course, help our environment.
Okay.
What's the next? Kitchen cabinets. Absolutely.
Ooh, Deanna and I, we duel about kitchen cabinets sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to redo our cabinets.
Yeah. And really all I wanted to do is just take them and repaint them.
Yeah.
And paint them, you know, just kind of zhush them.
Yeah.
And new hardware type thing.
Yeah.
Yep, new hardware, new paint.
Really anything you do in your kitchen, you're going to get a return on. You know, if you change out old countertops, paint your cabinets, you know, I wouldn't do a full out kitchen remodel when you're planning on moving. I mean, I can say that now. Now that some time has passed, but anything you do in the kitchen.
But you know, I will say this. I remember showing about a $500,000 house, and you could see where they went. I hate to use the word, but they went a little bit cheap in the kitchen on their countertop.
Oh, yeah.
That stood out. Everybody commented on that.
Yeah. You hit a price point where you need to have some sort of, you know, Corian, granite, you know, quartz.
Yeah, those luxury accents.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. And they're not that expensive.
I just totally agree with you with the kitchen, how much time people spend in the kitchen.
And everybody comes in the kitchen.
And everybody talks in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we got this dining room table out there, but everybody's in the kitchen. Yep. And my dad used to say that all the time. He goes, I got this big house and everybody's in the kitchen.
I know.
But that's where people hang out. So I would spend a little bit more money as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got to set a quick break. Ben and Deanna Malcor, Bay Area Realty in the house. Back after this.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Benarek, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Watermaker is a rower from Nina. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing, she's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vidas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Baugh.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on a beautiful Wednesday morning. We're with Ben and Deanna Malcor from Bay Area Realty, located around the corner of Walnut and Broadway. If you are looking to sell your house, if you're looking to buy a house, trust me, folks, you'd want to check with these people first. Ben and Deanna Malcor, Bay Area Realty.
And you can use these people to buy and sell a house, but let's talk a little bit about the buyer's agency. If I want you to represent me, and there's been some...
Yeah.
It's the word settlement? Not really.
Yeah, some changes.
Changes.
Yeah, settlement. Antitrust settlement. You know, that the changes that are coming our way.
Nationally, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nationally. Yeah. Oh, totally nationally.
Across the country.
And to the benefit of the consumer.
Right. To the benefit of everyone. You know, and in the state of Wisconsin, not a lot is changing because we kind of had these things in place before.
Right. We had great contracts.
We do. You know, Wisconsin Realtors Association does a really great job of looking out for all parties of the transaction, no matter what side you're on. So we've been very lucky. So for us, you know, there's a few minor changes, but for the most part, it's how we're talking to our clients and making sure that we're very transparent on what's happening. But with the buyer agency, the one thing that I do want to kind of point out before we maybe get back to this list is within the next couple weeks, when you want to see a house, your agent is going to need you to sign a form that can be a buyer agency agreement if you're ready to really say like, hey, you're my agent, I'm working with you, or it can be a pre-agency showing agreement. But they have to have a signed contract to be able of some sort to be able to take you in that house to show it to you. That's the main difference that I think people are going to feel when you're buying. Because right now, a lot of times we'll show some houses, really get to know each other, make sure we're a good fit, and then we have them sign something. That's changing. It has to be signed before. Yeah. But you don't have to sign a buyer agency right away. They do have that showing agreement.
So what about the people that have really no intentions of buying? They just want to kill some time on a Sunday.
Tires, right? Yeah.
They're on a Sunday afternoon. Let's just go look at houses.
Oh, absolutely.
Go to open houses.
Yep. That's the same.
Go into an open house?
Yep. You can go into an open house. You don't need any agreement to do that. No. You know, any agent that's there is there on behalf of the seller. They're not your agent.
Oh, that's good.
So it's open to the public.
It's invitation to the public, general.
Yep. So that doesn't change. It's all just when you're seeing a private showing with your agent.
And that's almost uncomfortable, isn't it?
To ask for something signed. Yeah.
Can you get them? Can you get them for like, okay, it's just for this house. It's like, there's only one house I want to see.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You can.
Versus a 6-month lockup or anything?
Yeah. You know what? At that point, honestly, I would just do a showing agreement. Okay. The showing agreement is really general. It lays out, you know, what this is about. This is just to show you the house. If you want to write, now we need to talk about, are you going to be my client or my customer? So those are two very different things in our world. I would just do a showing agreement. If that person's not ready, if you're not ready to have that conversation as an agent, or that buyer's not ready to sign on saying, you know, I really want to work with you, I would just do a showing agreement, honestly.
Okay. People then could sign multiple showing agreements.
They could. Yep. You're not bound. You're in pre-agency. So you're not tied to any one realtor at that point. Right. Once you sign that buyer agency,
you're committed
Yep. And you're committed to working with them. You may not have to pay them. It may still come from the listing firm. It may come from the seller. Or it can also come from the buyer. And it's always been that way. It's just a matter of talking it through with people a little bit more.
So this, and I had heard that Wisconsin was kind of ahead of the curve on this. Yeah. This wasn't going to be a really big deal. A couple of tweaks in the contracts.
Wow.
But in some other states, it was a bigger deal.
Yeah. There's a lot of states out there. It's, you know, you see some of the contracts or people talking about on Facebook and they're like, an offer to purchase this, like two pages. It's
talking to a gentleman the other day, and he was talking about the contracts in Connecticut, two pages. Yeah. And when I sent him the contracts for a Door County property, he was like, holy man, what's with all these documents?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you know, it's just standard disclosures and information for you to protect you.
Yeah, Wisconsin does a really good job on theirs. I mean, not only they explain every single thing on there, you know, they tell you what the terms mean so you don't, you know, you're not confused.
Right.
So, you know, we try to walk through, especially that first offer, if somebody hasn't written for
CYA
a while.
For both parties, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're not kidding. Yeah. So that's one thing that I think buyers are going to notice, and probably the main thing that they're going to notice when they're going through some of these changes is that you have to have something signed prior. It doesn't have to be a buyer agency.
Okay.
Though.
All right. That's good to know. Okay, cool. All right. You can get back to your list if you want. I was just wanted to touch on that because it's been in the news
lately.
It's
a very important thing. Yeah. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, it is. And there's more. And we'll kind of talk, I think, through some of the changes kind of going forward.
Because, and I'll be the first one to say, when I was looking to buy a house or doing whatever, I didn't even know there was such a thing as buyer agents.
Buyer
I just
agency.
Thought you called the people that are selling the house and they do the whole thing. And there's a whole different world out there. The best recommendation I can give for people is learn, and get yourself educated as much as possible before you get real serious.
Well, until they sign that, and this, you know, hasn't changed, but until they sign that, we're all working for the seller.
Right.
Until that agreement is signed, that buyer agency, now we're working for you. And that's a really different level.
It's a whole different level.
Having somebody be able to negotiate on your behalf.
Well, and that's just it. It becomes a matter of representation. And do you want to go to somebody who is, to write the contract who's not really representing you, but representing the seller? Yeah. And that's the importance of the buyer agency.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we had paint. We had walk-in shower, solar panel, kitchen cabinets. The next one is garage door replacement. I don't know. Yeah. I think
it depends on your garage door.
Yeah, I guess. How bad is your garage door?
Yeah. You're looking dicey.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, I think so. Then we've got.
But that's such a big part of the view.
Yeah.
It is.
You know what I mean? Like, especially.
Forward facing. Yeah.
Especially some of these suburbs or whatever, where it's all garage.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's like the front door we were talking about yesterday.
You're right.
You know?
First impression.
And, my garage, you know, those of us who live in the hood, they're in the back, but it's. Yeah, the front door, but that can be the front door for some of these homes.
It can be, but I don't know for a return on investment, unless it's really damaged, yes, then definitely. But
I think the next one's the bee's knees.
The bee's knees.
the home,
you've
home
got,
pet care.
You've got 2 minutes.
Okay.
Todd's giving us the sign.
The home pet care automation. I tell you, our pets, they're special to us. I think there's a huge return on investment on that.
Yeah. What are
you
talking about?
What do you mean?
Yeah, home like pet care automation. Fence. Well, I think you know, a couple things. I mean, the electric fence, you know.
Cameras, maybe.
And in addition to that, people are putting the pet showers in their garage.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
And
does Milton have one?
No, he's got a pool. No, I didn't know they had them.
Oh, yeah. They're putting them in a lot of new constructions.
Dog showers?
Dog showers in the garage.
I have never heard of this.
Yeah. I think custom new constructions, but
Well, I don't know. I got pretty much room in
I think you should do this.
Talk to me next week, John.
Yeah.
I want one of those cute little things that you can see your dog and give them treats while you're gone. But that's not tied into your house.
I do have that camera in the house for my dog. Just make sure he's okay.
Yeah, there we go.
I do have that.
Yeah.
But and he turns the radio on for his dog so you can listen to him.
He's listening to him right now.
Oh, very nice.
every morning. He's up. Yeah, he loves his dad. I don't know about John. Yes.
He hates me. Ben and Deanna Malcor, Bay Area Realty. You guys are so much fun to have in the
studio.
Thanks
for having us.
And I learn something every single time you guys are here. That is the honest to God truth. Give them a call if you're looking to buy or sell, ladies and gentlemen, located right here downtown Green Bay. We got to send a quick break. When we come back, Operation Coffee, back after this.
Thanks.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will be live at the Kamala Harris-Tim Walz rally in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. A very special show live on location. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.